Do you want to retire early? Is dental practice ownership a great way to get there? Today, I will answer that and share with you the knowledge that I wish I had over a decade ago when I opened my practice and what I would have done different. Let's get into it. You are listening to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, where we create dental practices that are ran and driven by the team, affording us the freedom to practice less, stress less, and make more money. Hi, I'm Paul Etchison, author of two books on dental practice management, dental coach, and owner of a $6 million group practice in the south suburbs of Chicago. I want to teach you how to create a team-driven practice and achieve early financial freedom so you can have more time to do whatever it is that you love. Let's get started. So I was having a discussion with one of my coaching clients recently, and I wanted to share what this conversation was about. Now, just some background information. He has a 5-operatory office. He's doing roughly around $2.5 million a year in collections. He's working 3 days a week. He has a full-time associate. It's going really well, but he is still feeling pretty burnt out to some extent. The practice growth has just been phenomenal, but he just doesn't have the time or the energy for it, and it's becoming hard to keep up with it. So what are the next steps? That's what we were discussing on our coaching call. So we talked about a few different options. First of all, he could expand his facility. He's only 5 operatories, and more than likely in his case, he would have to move the office. So he could build like 10 or 12 ops, start adding more associates and hygienists, growing the team, cutting himself down to only 1 or 2 days a week, mostly focusing on the things that he likes doing and just have a larger practice doing more volume. And the pros to this being that it builds a business that does not require him to be the producer, which that is a great thing. That's what we want to do. And it allows him to have more time off and focus on the dentistry that he wants to do or whatever else that he wants to do. The big cons with this is that there's a big money commitment. I mean, there's an investment. You have to move the office. You have to do another build out. There's loans. You're going to have a larger team. You're going to have more people to train and retain, just more people, which comes with blessings and curses at the same time. But the income, I mean, it's pretty much unlimited to some extent. I mean, you can keep growing until you get to, I mean, you can get a lot more income out of 12 ops than you can out of 5 ops. A different option, drop insurances. He is at capacity, so he could keep things exactly how they are, pull off insurance, get paid more for what he's already doing, stay small, have a lower overhead because they're getting better fees. I mean, the pros with this is it's fairly easy to do at this point on his practice timeline because he's so far into his capacity crunch. And the cons would be that, I mean, your income eventually is just going to reach a plateau and it continues him to also practice the same that he already is right now, which is 3 days a week. The third option is that he stays in his 5-op, drops himself down to 2 days a week clinical, stops checking hygiene 1 or 2 of those days, and just works out of one chair doing the procedures that he wants. He can split shift the rest of the week so that he can have another 4-day-a-week associate, fit all that into 5 operatories, totaling 11 doctor days per week, about 17 to 20 hygiene days per week because of the split shifts. They're a little bit shorter, so it depends on what you count a full hygiene day. And the pros about this is that you don't need to expand. You're still in 5 ops. It allows him to see what he wants and do the dentistry he wants. It allows him to have a true business that's not dependent on him. And I'm talking reasonably with this model, $3.5 million plus in collections out of the single office with just maybe 2 other dentists and 5 total hygienists. I mean, that's not a super big team. I mean, you're maxing out your facility, but it puts him in a great spot. So all options are great, right? There's no right or wrong, but this is the wisdom that I shared and from my experience. Now, when I grew my practice, I was very focused on the numbers. Now, we took great care of people. That was like super important to us, but I wanted to make as much money as fast as possible because I wanted to get to this retirement number as quickly as possible because I thought that when I got there, I would be able to take my foot off the gas. I would be able to feel good. I would be able to enjoy my life. I wouldn't be anxious. I would just take it easy and everything would be amazing. Through the whole time, the 10 years it took me to get there, I was stressed. I mean, I was burnt out a lot. I was burnt out more often than I wasn't burnt out. I didn't want to take myself out of the production ever because I didn't want to lose any money because that would keep me from reaching that goal. Now, I did take myself out. I wasn't working full time. I wasn't working 4 days a week seeing patients, but I still think I really was just hesitant to take myself out to a larger extent. And my life looks great on the outside. I mean, everybody's like, oh my gosh, you barely work. You're only working 3 days a week because I'm seeing patients 3 days a week. So everybody I know thinks that's the only time you work. And it looked great on the outside, but really wasn't that great at all looking back on it. I mean, I was pretty freaking just miserable. I thought about the practice constantly. I mean, there was always things going on with the team or people leaving, turnover. There was just people upset about something, me not thinking it's running well enough, me thinking I'm failing as a leader. And no matter what, I could never shut it off and I could never get myself caught up. And I always felt behind. So then in 2020, after we came back from COVID and I decided I wanted to do things a little bit differently because COVID, having the practice shut down, allowed me to reflect a little bit and decide that I needed to do something different, I partnered with a group and I got to my magic number so that I could kick back and enjoy life, right? So what do you think happened? Well, nothing. Nothing changed. I was still just as stressed. I was still focused on the practice constantly. And I was still, unfortunately, very, very burnt out. So the lesson that I want you to realize is that chasing a number is fun. It motivates you. It gives you hope. You're latching onto that hope that in the future you will reach somewhere and you will then start living this amazing life. And it was one of my primary motivators. But when I got there, when I realized that it didn't do what I thought it was going to do, I've had to try something else because I was out of options. I really thought it was just going to take this security of this number, of having this certain amount of wealth in the bank and knowing that I didn't need to work to help me start enjoying things. But nothing changed.
Are you tired of having to follow up on your marketing company, wondering if they are even doing anything? Do you ever feel ashamed that your practice isn't as busy as it could be? Worry no more, friend. Relevance Online Marketing has exactly what you need. Prepare to rest easy each night knowing that someone is working for you and your practice, checking performance and optimizing every single area of your online marketing force. In one all-inclusive package, Relevance provides website development, maintenance and management, website hosting, landing page design and optimization for ads, social media management, Google ads, Facebook ads, creative design, unlimited website edits, updates, and revisions, search engine optimization, real-time review widget, Google My Business optimization, also a full call tracking and lead management dashboard. Most of all, Relevance offers 100% money-back guarantee that you will see results. I'm Paul Etchison, and I've been with the people from Relevance for 5 years, and I've never been happier. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com to set up a free consultation. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and you'll get your first month free. There are no long-term contracts. You can cancel anytime. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com.
So I want you to think about how much money do you really need to retire? And the people always say like 25 to 30X of what your annual spend is in order to like live off of investments and not touch your principal, which is a pretty big number. I mean, if we're living off $500,000 a year, oh, dude, I mean, that's like $15 million, right? You need $15 million. Is that? I hope I did that math right. I'm not going to sit here and calculate it outright. The point is the same. But I think this is what most of us are going for. We want this big nest egg so that we can pull money out and that money still grows faster than we can pull it out. But what if we could retire with like less, with the idea that we're going to die with nothing, this die with zero plan? I mean, that's a much smaller number, right? The longer you need to live out of it, it needs to be bigger. So what if we said, say you're 65, you're going to retire when you're 65. A lot of people, like financial people, say you need 10X of your annual spend, and then you can live off of that and you can pull some principal, and that's going to last you as long as you don't live too long. We're talking about 65 years old that you can live off 10X your annual spend versus never touching that principal, you need 30X. And the thing is if you say it's 65, if you say 75, I mean, the longer you plan on working, the less you need and the longer you have for it to compound. So I busted my ass for the past decade, or 12 years, I guess we've been open 12 years now. I busted my ass for the past decade, 12 years, growing this practice so that I could retire at 40. And guess what? When I got there, I didn't want to stop. I wanted to continue growing my coaching. I wanted to continue growing my podcast. I wanted to help my wife grow her business. I wanted to continue at this practice with the team that I love being around so much. I didn't want to leave them at all. So ask yourself this question, or these two things, okay? What could your life be like right now if you believed this?
One, if you believe that having a big nest egg so that you can stop working is not going to change how you feel. And I know you've heard this from other people, and I've heard it too. I didn't believe it until, well, you know what happened. And the second thing, believe that you're never going to stop working. You are never going to just shut it off and sit on your ass and do nothing. You will always have income. You will always be doing something as long as you possibly can. Otherwise, you're going to be so stinking bored that you're probably going to die from boredom. So going back to my coaching client, this is what I told him. I felt that he should max out his 5-op office. I felt that he should set it up in a way that he had 2 dentists going and he was only doing the dentistry that he enjoyed or wanted to do. Not a really busy schedule, something that was comfortable with him, only the procedures that he wanted, 2 or less days per week. Because that would give him a true business, that would allow him to take off all the time that he wanted, and it would give him the time to manage the practice, I mean like the business side, and give him whatever balance he desired so that he felt like he was moving and enjoying life at a sustainable pace, not like I did. I felt like I was at an unsustainable pace for a very long time, and it cost me. Now, once he maxes that out, maybe 2-4 years from now, who knows? Then maybe he drops insurances. He's going to reach a capacity point. He could drop insurances to control his capacity or expand the facility, move the office. But the thing is, right now, who the heck knows what he's going to feel like in 2-4 years? I sure as shit didn't know how it was going to feel. I mean, I had an idea, but when I look back on it, I'm like, I had no idea. I mean, and if you can look back on your life, look back 5 years from now and be like, man, what I thought I wanted 5 years in the future, 5 years ago, is not what I want today. So I think that's what we all need to think about, and that's what we all need to do. Forget about accumulating so fast, because we just don't need to. There's no reason to accumulate that fast to grow that big nest egg, because in the end, getting it's going to do nothing for us. We should just create a practice that allows us to achieve that magic balance so that we can enjoy what we do because it's a sustainable pace. And in my experience, the only times that I like really, really hated my practice, which was a lot. I mean, I say hate like it stressed me out. I never really hated it. I always loved my practice, but there was parts of it that I hated. But the parts that really burnt me out, that really just probably wiped years off my life from the stress, it was when I had business things to do, when I had like managerial things to do, when I had to do things with my team or I had to do things with the business, I had to make big decisions, I had to think about things. And then I couldn't give them the time that they needed because I was seeing patients. I go in on Monday and I have all this stuff I got to get done this week, but I'm not going to get any time to do it because I'm going to see patients Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I think that's what causes us to burn out a lot, is that we're so set on producing, being the producer, produce, 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 that we don't give ourselves the amount of time we need to have a sustainable pace with owning a practice. So forget about retiring early. Build your practice in a way so that you never want to retire from it. That is my advice. That is what I have now, but I'm out of contract. I'm not required to stay at the practice. I'm not required to retain any of it. I have no production goals with my contract with the group that purchased my practice. I still own a little piece, but I could sell that and I could move on. But I don't want to because I enjoy it. I love being there. I love doing it. I can tell you that if I didn't do real estate, the podcast and coaching and all the other things I'm doing, I'd probably be at the practice even more because I'd have more time to do it. So stop worrying about financial freedom and start building true business freedom. The freedom to take time off, to insert yourself in and out of clinical as much as you want, depending on where you are and how you're feeling that year. That's what I want you to get from this episode. Stop worrying about accumulating fast. Realize you don't need all of that money because you're not going to stop working ever. And know that even if you did get all that money, it's not going to change anything for you. So if you like this episode, please take 30 seconds, leave a review for the podcast. I would so appreciate it, and it would help this podcast reach so many more people. I would be ever so thankful. We will talk to you next time. Were you one of the lucky dentists that got a tax surprise this year? Nothing like thinking that you have more money only to get that wiped away by a tax return. Or are you wondering why you are driving blind all year long, not knowing what your expenses are, what they should be, or how they compare to other dentists just like you? Enter Bull Moose Financial, a full-service accounting firm to handle your payroll, bookkeeping, tax compliance, tax returns and filings, as well as tax planning. And by tax planning, I mean knowing what you're going to owe well before the year is even over. ever. I'm Paul Etchison, and I endorse working with Bull Moose. They were my CPA for many years, and if you want a responsive dental-specific CPA that will free you up from the burden of bookkeeping payroll and be attentive to your special needs as a dental practice owner, go to BullMooseFinancial.com. That's Bull, B-U-L-L, MooseFinancial.com. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and they will waive your $2,000 onboarding fee. So sign yourself up, and rest assured you know your CPA is doing all they can do to help and support your dental practice.